This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One piece of this, lifting the limit on borrowing by the federal government, is setting off alarms. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
Congress had to pass a budget bill to avoid a shutdown this week. It also had to lift the debt limit or risk running out of money next month. But lifting the debt limit is pretty unpopular.
So attaching it to a budget bill allows them to hide it behind another policy priority.
Romina Baca is with the Heritage Foundation. Why hide it? Because the government is already more than $20 trillion in debt.
And this being an election year, it's unlikely that members of either party are going to want to reduce spending and begin controlling the debt.
This year, the government is already set to spend another trillion it doesn't have. Maya McGinnis heads up the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
The deficit and debt are at extremely high levels compared to where we normally are. The debt as a share of the economy is twice the historical average.
And with this new spending deal, McGinnis says the debt is on track to balloon even more. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.